1260 AM Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. It's Election Day. Voters deciding local and state races across the country. Several races and ballot issues could signal what's to come in the 2024 general election. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on two governor races.
Down in Kentucky, the popular Democratic governor there, Andy Beshear, he's looking for a second term in that Republican-dominated state. His challenger, Daniel Cameron, though, is trying very hard to try and tie him to President Biden. And down in Mississippi, this is a really incredible race, a very tight, surprisingly tight race between an unpopular incumbent who is now mired in a welfare fund scandal. His opponent, get this, only in Mississippi. He's also a cousin of Elvis Presley.
Israel is marking 1 month since Hamas terrorists killed 1,400 in surprise attacks and took 240 hostages. The war rages on in Gaza, with calls growing for humanitarian pauses so aid can get in and civilians can get out. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on whether gun bans for domestic violence abusers are constitutional. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate takes up several proposed constitutional amendments today. They include barring government officials from closing houses of worship during emergencies and requiring a photo ID to vote. Passing amendments instead of bills is a way for Republicans to get around Governor Evers and the new Supreme Court liberal majority. Amendments still have to pass two sessions of the legislature and go to a statewide referendum. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working out the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Assembly is scheduled to vote on a bill to ban the universities of Wisconsin from considering race and diversity when awarding state-funded financial aid. The bill comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that universities can't consider race as part of the admissions process. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto the measure when it reaches his desk, as well as another bill that would withhold state grants from schools that repeatedly violate free speech rights. The Barron County District Attorney has announced charges will not be pursued against three officers following the death of a man in Rice Lake. Zachary Veitch was killed by officers on October 8th after approaching them with a knife in a way that indicated he intended to harm them. District Attorney Brian Wright published his report saying the officers acted reasonably and in self-defense. Veitch reportedly did not comply with the officer's commands to drop his knife and was unaffected by a taser. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Craig Council says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Council made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A five-year deal with $40 million, making Council the highest-paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Council called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, "Are you messing with me?" College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to beat Chris. Tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High of 43. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 41.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Engineering, producing. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in on your lunch hour. Perhaps you're walking around to get a little exercise. That's what Todd needs to do. I have realized I have put on way too much weight in this job. I spent a year now at Civic Media. Our 1 year anniversary, by the way, for the show coming up next week. Did you realize that?
Week from today, actually.
Yeah. But Toddy needs to get back in the gym.
Yeah, me too.
It's getting out of control.
I could stand to lose 40 pounds.
I mean, I don't think 40.
I think 40. Well, but I also used to be ridiculously skinny. Yeah. So.
If I'm not careful, I'm going to be playing Santa Claus without any padding here winter. So
I'm at the point where now this wasn't recently, maybe a few months ago. My niece Gracie was like, "Aaron, why is your belly so big?"
It happens. It happens. We sit a lot in radio. You understand? That's why I stand. I usually stand almost every show. Try to get a little, you know, exercise. Standing, I think, burns off a calorie or two, right?
It's better than sitting. I concentrate better when I sit. So,
do you really?
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I need to start doing something, I love standing desks. But if I need to devote more attention, I just find myself sitting down.
Yeah. Incidentally, for those of you who care, probably the answer is two or three. My glasses saga continues. I had a meeting with Luke Mathers, who incidentally is going to be in here at the bottom of the hour for Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. I had a meeting with Luke yesterday, and I guess I got so passionate about something, I put my hand down on the table where my glasses were, and they broke once again. So now that I re-super glued them last night, and now they're even more crooked than they were before. So I'm waiting for hopefully the new glasses. I don't think it's going to make it by Friday, but we'll see.
How many new glue jobs is this now?
The number of new glue jobs, as I'm very careful there, is probably, I think it's been glued four times now since they originally broke.
More than the average pair of glasses, that's
more,
for sure.
More than the average pair. So anyway, if I seem a little cockeyed, a little crooked, that's because my glasses are. But anyway, Luke Mathers, looking forward to this at the bottom of the hour. Lots going on today. Taking your calls throughout the show here. Of course, Donald Trump, the big case in New York on whether or not the Trump business is going to continue. And the judge has basically already found him, you know, guilty or liable, I guess is the correct legal term in this case. And so really it's about how much could they be fined up to $250 million. And basically the Trumpster is shut down from doing business in New York. Tomorrow, Ivanka Trump, the daughter, is going to be on the stand. So we'll be following that. Big Supreme Court case today, coming before the Supreme Court of the United States out in Washington, D.C., basically saying, do people who commit or are accused of domestic violence, should they still be able to have guns while they wait this trial? I would say no. But the Supreme Court is taking that up today. So we'll follow that and see where that all goes. And it is probably hard to believe for a lot of Wisconsinites. Today is Election Day. Election Day in many states, including Ohio and Virginia.
But not Wisconsin?
Maybe there are some local races, but there are no statewide races. There are no, you know, next year is our big year for legislature and that sort of Congress as well. But there are a number of states that have statewide races today. And so big issues, such as the big one for me, I think probably is a woman's right to her body and, you know, the abortion case. And so Ohioans will be going to the polls today to see whether they support a constitutional amendment and making abortion legal up through, I believe, don't quote me, but I think 20 or 23 weeks. And then after that, it would only be legal in case of endangerment on the mother's life, which I think is a reasonable type of abortion constitutional bill to be had. So anyway, Ohioans are going to the polls there. We're going to have a cut a little bit later from Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. As they say, I'm not sure if they do or not.
I wouldn't be one to say.
Almost in Virginia. Some of them say Virginia. Anyway, Glenn Youngkin, who a lot of people, or many people, think he should be running for president of the United States for Republicans because they find him more palatable. You understand? They find him more easy to take.
That's a low bar.
Because it is a low bar. Thank you. But Glenn Youngkin is a guy that why the heck isn't Glenn Youngkin in this race? Because he could win. He's not as offensive as Trump. But here's the deal on Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. He is making a promise to move forward with a ban on all abortion in Virginia if Republicans get control of the entire legislature out there today in their election. And I've talked about this before, and nobody's calling me for advice, and that's fine. But if I were advising the Democrats, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say I think a winning issue here as you go into 2024 is talk about women's health care. Talk about women's right to choose over her own body. I think that is a winner. We saw that as a winner in the Janet Protasiewicz race for a Supreme Court here this year in Wisconsin. I think it's a national winner as well. I would talk about these personal and cultural issues like abortion. I'd talk about equal rights, marriage equality for LGBTQ people. Just basic rights, right? Nothing crazy. Just basic rights. Because I think those are issues that America, by and large, has said, you know what, we're on board with that. At least 50% plus one. And in many cases, into the 60%ers. And so I think that Democrats would be well served to talk about those issues in conjunction, by the way, with the economy. And so we'll talk about those things a little bit later as well. And we're going to talk Kenny Chesney a bit because there's a big announcement today from Kenny Chesney. I'm very excited about. But first, at 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, for me, the big story of the day. It broke during our show, late in our show yesterday afternoon. Craig Counsell, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, up until yesterday, has announced he is going to the rival Chicago Cubs. And you say, Todd, with everything going on in the world today, how can you say this is the biggest story? Because quite frankly, I'm not sure about you. I just need a little break from all the heavy news of the day. And just talk about something that I think we can all relate to. Something that doesn't maybe divide us that much. And I think around water coolers this morning, and do they still have water? We have a water cooler. But around water coolers or wherever, I think people are talking about this. Because, and you know, whether or not you're on the Craig Counsell side that, hey, the guy got, you know, $40 million, he got a Powerball type of payroll to leave, and who wouldn't do that for the money? Or whether you're on, hey, he's a Wisconsin guy, grew up here, his dad worked for the team, he was a player, then a manager, how dare he? He's a traitor if you're on that side. Or maybe you're on the side that, you know, Mark, whatever the hell his name is, Antasio, I can't remember how to pronounce it. I mess it up. I'm sorry, Mr. Mark. The owner of the Brewers, this guy lives in Brooklyn and Los Angeles, has homes there, doesn't live in Milwaukee, and has the audacity yesterday to say, well, you know what? We lost Craig Counsell, but Craig Counsell lost us and our city. And maybe you think to yourself, well, you know what, Mark? You don't even live in Wisconsin, and if you would have the chutzpah to actually put some real money on the table, he could still be here. And maybe you're mad at the ownership of the Brewers and just sick of them not investing. And maybe you think to yourself, well, the Brewers can't win. I don't know what, there's all these different takes out there right now over Craig. There's a lot of hurt, right? I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin this morning. Greg Bach, along with Jay, Matt, and Eric, who are filling in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin, as she is on maternity leave right now. Greg Bach, he was very hurt. He's a big Brewers fan. And I think that's the sentiment of a lot of people. Because in an era when it seems like nothing matters, the one thing that we can still kind of rally around is the loyalty to our sports franchises. As trite as that sounds, as cliche as, at least there are things that bring us together. And we think, well, we can at least believe in our Brewers or in Milwaukee, in our Marquette Golden Eagles, or in Green Bay or around the state, the Packers or the Badger, whatever. We can believe in our sports franchises. It brings us together. It doesn't matter whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independent. It brings us together. And yesterday, I think, hurt for that reason, because here's a guy who grew up in Wisconsin, who is born and bred a Wisconsinite, who is born and bred a Brewer. And it wasn't so much that he went to a different team or a different city. I think a lot of us kind of anticipated this, that, you know what, in today's money-driven world, that's just the way it is. We might lose him. But to lose him to the Chicago Cubs, the arch rival of the Milwaukee Brewers, I think that's what hurts the most. And I think it will, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, he never gave the Brewers a chance to counter the offer of the Cubs. I'm not sure we know that yet. I still believe there's some things that are going to out eventually as this thing moves forward. So I'm withholding my personal judgment on that until we have all the details. But here's the way I want to frame it to you. And I would love you to call in and give us your take on this. Craig Counsell leaving Milwaukee and going to the Chicago Cubs. Where does that rate on other sports betrayals? Because there's a great story today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by J.R. Radcliffe, entitled, "After Craig Counsell Leaves for Rival, A Look at Other Wisconsin Sports Betrayals." Top one for a lot of people, Brett Favre. Not so much when he left and went to the Jets, but then when he came back to the Midwest and went to the went to the arch-rival Vikings, right? So Craig Counsell leaving Milwaukee for the Cubs, where does that rank on the number of either sports betrayals or sports disappointments in the state of Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, now's the perfect time to get it. Simply download it on your Apple or Android device in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free. It takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. You can text us there and call in as well. Where does Craig Counsell going to the Cubs rank in your list of Wisconsin sports disappointments or betrayals? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll run through them. We will talk about the biggest disappointments in sports in Wisconsin and take your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show in Civic Media.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain. of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Luke Mathers coming up here in about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Going to get his take on this. You know, changing things up a little bit. A lot of serious news going on. And actually, for a lot of people, this is pretty serious, to be honest. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to take what I think is the thing that people are talking about the most this morning across Wisconsin. And that is Craig Counsell leaving the Milwaukee Brewers to manage their rival Chicago Cubs. And the context I want to put it in, the lens, if you will, is where does this rank on your all-time list of Wisconsin sports betrayals and or disappointments? Craig Counsell, going to the Cubs, where does this rank on your biggest betrayals and disappointments of Wisconsin statewide sports? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. That's 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Let's go to the phone lines. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry, on the phones. Jeff, so thankful you called in. You're a big Brewers guy. We've gone to a couple of Brewers games over the years, been down there at Milwaukee. Craig Counsell going to the Chicago Cubs. Where does this rank?
Well, I got to put it up there with Paul Molitor in 1992. Sal Bando,
yes,
who probably had no business being a general manager, actually asked Paul Molitor to take a pay cut. Yes. And Paul Molitor said, oh, well, that's a very interesting offer, Sal. I'm going to Toronto. And he went to the Blue Jays and went on to better things. I believe they won the World Series the year that he left.
Hang on. We have a technical snafu. I'm not sure what happened here. My internet's gone down on my computer. But yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to fix this. You explain to people this, Jeff. Well, I fixed my computer. We were in college at Platteville when this happened, and it was and Paul Molitor, boy, for my money, Jeff, it was a toss up growing up whether my favorite brewer was Robin Yount or Paul Molitor, and I was devastated when this happened. But explain again, just explain the context here. And you're right, Molitor went on to win not just the World Series, the MVP with the Blue Jays that year.
Yeah, and the Brewers were in financial trouble. What else is new? And they actually asked Paul Molitor to take a pay cut. And this was one of the premier players in the game. And, you know, I think, to this day, I think that if Bando hadn't screwed that up, that Molitor would have been a lifelong Brewer, just as Yount was. But they, you know, why would he have accepted a contract that was paying less than what he was worth? And I think that's what happened with Craig Counsell as well. They weren't willing to pay him what he was worth. Now, going to Chicago, some people are seeing that as a, you know, a slap in the face or a traitor. But I think it's what you pointed out on your show yesterday. It just works out well for him because of his family situation and his kids still being in high school in the Milwaukee area and all that. He can still, you know, keep them in Milwaukee and, you know, not have to move to New York or whatever the other alternatives would have been.
Right. Cleveland, I think he was looking at Cleveland as well. Well, that's what reports were.
I also think
this
may go back to the Josh Hader trade a little bit, where the Brewers front office got rid of Josh Hader and basically screwed Council over for the rest of that season. And I think there's been bad blood ever since then. That's just my opinion. I don't have any evidence to back that up, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that plays into it as well.
I think that's a really interesting take. That's a nuance. There's a true Brewer fan that knows what's going on. I think you could be right about that. Because it seems like, I don't know. You're right. I don't have any evidence or anything, but it just seemed like things were a little prickly between Council and ownership this year with the Brewers.
I agree. And I think I'm definitely not in the camp that's calling for Council's head. I think he did what he needed to do. And I think he did it, from what I've read, he did it kind of for all managers to kind of up that salary level, you know, across the board. You know, hey, more power to him. I still think he's probably one of, if not the greatest manager the Brewers have ever had. Maybe George Bamberger would be better, but you've got to give him the money he deserves. And if you're not going to do that, then forget it.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. Some idiot down at Whitefish Bay went and vandalized the Craig Council ballpark sign last night and wrote profanity on it. I mean, yeah, that's just uncalled for. I actually hope that they're moving to Chicago. I hope they don't plan on living in Whitefish Bay and managing in Chicago. Because I just feel terrible for what his family, in today's social media world and everything else. Can you imagine what his kids are going to have to go through if they stay in Milwaukee?
Oh, I guess I didn't think of that. And unfortunately, but you're exactly right. I didn't hear about the vandalism thing either. That's
ridiculous.
Come on, people. Yeah. It's baseball. It's not, you know, the Hamas Israel war, for crying out loud. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Baseball. It's a game. But I think that's very insightful on the Josh Hader trade. And it goes back, one last question here for you, Jeff, but do you believe that this is a signal, whether intentional or not, from Council to say, look, I just don't think that the current ownership is set up for Milwaukee to win a World Series?
Yes, I do think that. Here's something that crossed my mind, again, that I have no evidence to back it up. But what if Council has some kind of inside information that, regardless of what's happening in the legislature, the Brewers are planning on jumping ship? What about that?
Whoa. Get the rumor mills turning.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. Conspiracy theories are us.
Well, but to your point, and they talked about this on Let's Go Wisconsin this morning. To your point, this is all happening as the bill is passed the assembly. It's going to the state Senate. Evers is trying to gin up the Democrats because Republicans don't have enough votes to pass it. They're trying to pass this big $400 million deal to for upgrades on AmFam Field. I mean, do you think this is going to affect that politically?
Oh, yeah, I bet it could. If enough people in the legislature would consider the Brewers management to be not up to snuff because of this.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, good golly. It ain't the same. It ain't the same as when we were growing up, no. Jeff. To sound like two old men.
I know. And we are. Let's go.
Well, let's just face it. Let's face it. We're reaching, not quite there, but we're reaching the age. Jeff Perry, always appreciate you. Thank you so very much, my friend, for calling. Have a great day. We'll keep batting for the Brewers here. We'll keep believing. As long as we got Euchre. As long as we got Euchre, I'm still in.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you. You could call in as well, 844-967-2789, with Craig Council leaving for Chicago to be the new Cubs manager. Where does this rank on your list of sports betrayals in the state of Wisconsin or biggest sports disappointments. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers is right around the corner. He will be here live and in person. We'll hear from him next on the Todd Allball Show and Civic Media.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump leads President Biden in a new poll from the New York Times and Siena College. That survey has Trump leading in key battleground states like Wisconsin, as well as Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's despite facing dozens of criminal charges in four different cases. The survey polled about 600 registered voters in each of the six states. The presidential election is 1 year away. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. Eight people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced a $32 million proposal to strengthen workforce development in the universities. The proposal would target key workforce divisions like engineering, nursing, and data science. The Board of Regents could approve the plan on Thursday before it advances to the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee and would annually allot $2.5 million each to UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee and $1 million to the other schools. The Wisconsin State Senate is scheduled to vote on amendments to the state constitution today. The changes include barring officials from closing places of worship during states of emergencies and requiring photo ID for voters. The constitution changes, proposed by Republican lawmakers, are an attempt to bypass the veto power of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. To approve the constitutional amendments, they must pass in two legislative sessions before a statewide vote. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to eight Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Craig Council says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Council made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A five-year deal with $40 million, making Council the highest-paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Council called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, "Are you messing with me?" College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable, more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to be Chris. And tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High of 43, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 41.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what is playing on Craig Council's phone or car or something right now. I'm literally just in Chicago like 48 hours ago. You realize that?
Did you hear that song?
I did, actually.
Actually? Wow.
I at a bar. They were playing that song. Chicago. Craig Council has stiffed the Brewers, left for more money. The highest paid manager now in baseball, going to the rival Chicago Cubs. Where does that rank on the list of your biggest sports disappointments, biggest frustrations in Wisconsin sports history? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I ask you on a Tuesday tangent with Luke Mathers. He joins us each and every Tuesday. Mr. Mathers, welcome.
How are we doing, Todd?
I've been better.
You've been better. All right.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good for a Tuesday. Are I'm excited really? To be with you here.
Well, always excited to be with you. But now, last week we were wearing our we didn't plan it out. We were wearing our Brewer stuff.
Yeah, and it's Halloween. We were dressed up for the holiday.
By the way, I'm glad I did not get a Craig Council jersey this fall.
You made the right choice with Uke. Yeah, that's fair.
Because Uke ain't going anyway. He's either going to retire or else he's just not going to be there. He's not going
to. Yeah, let's
to,
not talk about the more.
He's not. Well, I mean, unfortunate. He's outcome. Not going to follow Craig Council and go to Chicago. I don't think.
No. So Uke is faithful to the team, I believe.
Absolutely.
So I don't think Uke's going anywhere. No, he's, he's got seats named after him in the ballpark. You got Uker seats. I have a feeling you're not leaving then. Of the betrayal, though, I don't. Is it a betrayal to you?
Well, that's the question I'm asking you. Is it biggest sports betrayal or biggest sports disappointment? I'll take either one.
Okay. Disappointment, I can understand.
Where does it rank in you're a Wisconsinite. You were born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Of all mm-hmm. the things to choose from, there was a great story. Like, I got this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. J.R. Radcliffe today in the Journal Sentinel. Favre, he ranks as number one. Favre going to the Vikings.
I think that's a pretty... That's betrayal right there. That's pretty high up there. That's got to be the top betrayal.
But he went to the Jets first.
Yeah, well, that's because Green Bay had to trade him, right?
He was barred from going to any other NFC North team
right.
when he first left.
Right. So that was kind of, and then he played out that contract with the Jets, and then boom, right. he could go wherever he wanted in free agency. So I don't think this is comparable necessarily. I don't know. I have a hard time because at the end of the day, where does the blame lie, Todd?
That's one of the questions
right. So where do you think it lies?
I think more information is going to out as we go along because there's conflicting. You know, did Council give the Brewers a chance to match the offer from the Cubs or not? I think that more information is going to come out. Jeff Perry just called in last segment. He brought up maybe this goes all with the way back to the Hader trade and the Brewers kind of tanked a little bit after that, and that Council is salty, and there's been kind of a rift with Council and ownership since then.
Yeah, that's probably pretty likely. I think that Anastasio.
I can't state either.
Anastasio.
Mark Anastasio, I believe.
Anastasio. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's the T's first, so Adonasio.
Oh, Adonasio. All right, very good.
Okay.
I looked it up and it had.
Adonasio.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Adonasio. Thank you, Mark.
I'm literally so bad with last names. So even if I saw that the T's were first, I probably would have mispronounced it, but appreciate that, Aaron. I have a hard time thinking, if you really wanted to keep Craig, that you couldn't have made the money work.
Because it doesn't count towards the cap for managers.
Right, right. And he just bought, you know, pretty high stakes in a in a English
soccer
football team.
Well, yeah.
English
football.
Well, when you throw the English in there, it's not American football, it's English football. And so if you're telling me that he couldn't have forked over, what, $2 million a year, $1.5 million a year over a 4 or 5 year contract to keep Craig in the home and be the hometown boy, I don't fault Craig in this. I don't think it's on console. He went and I have a feeling you're right. They're probably were not on the same page in these last couple seasons, and his contract did not get renewed before the end of its termination. The Brewers had exclusive rights to it. They could have came and found and not have Council go out to the open market, free agent market, as you would kind of refer to it in sports. And so I think it's the Brewers ownership maybe over the last, I don't know, year as it's been kind of asking the state for more money, having its money out, saying, or having its hand out for more money, saying, well, if you don't give us the money we want, then maybe we'll go to Seattle or Nashville or whatever other mid-sized market city is looking for a professional sports team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's a hometown guy. Maybe he thought that the ownership really wanted to move the team, and he said, fine, I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to go cash out and get paid on the market. And that's what he did. And now he's going to be coaching the Cubs, which, unfortunate for him, they've got another 101 years left on the 108 year gap between championships. So, I mean, sure, maybe he's got some voodoo that he can do and try to slim that gap. But even if he shaves off a few decades, that's a long time to wait for another championship down there in Chicago.
I have a bad feeling. If you're a Brewers fan, I have a bad feeling where this is going. But what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Craig Council to the Cubs. Where does this rank on your list of Wisconsin sports disappointments? Let's go to Sun Prairie. Listening on WMDX here in Madison. The beautiful, beautiful Berg. Maybe Luke's neighbor out in Sun Prairie. Larry. Do you live close to Luke, Larry? Have you guys met before?
No. Actually, I'm not from Sun Prairie. I was just driving through. I'm going to Watertown.
Oh, fantastic. Watertown's a great town as well. So, Larry, where does this rank? Yeah. Council to the Cubs. What say you?
You young guys. I mean, you just get me. You don't know your history. Come on.
Well, Luke is much younger than me, as he likes to remind me, but go ahead.
how far back did you go? You went all the way back to Favre. Come on.
Well, no. I mean, here, how about you go ahead? You tell us. What's your biggest disappointment?
Lombardi leaving the Packers and going to Washington.
Yeah.
That was number 5 on this list in the Milwaukee Journal segment today.
That's because they're talking to young people.
Remind people, and I assume, Larry, you're old enough to remember this. Remind for those of folks that don't remember, and I guess I was barely alive, but I don't remember it. But Luke was certainly not even a gleam in his parents' eyes. Remind folks of this, because you're right. A lot of people forget. Go ahead. Remind people what happened.
Yeah. Lombardi had done it all. He had hit all these championships. He won the first 2 Super Bowls. And he wanted a challenge other than the Packers. The Packers were just that good at the time.
Yep.
And so he left and he went to Washington to try to build that up. And then, unfortunately, with the cancer, it took his life shortly thereafter. Yeah. But, it just he had built this up. They'd won, I forget how many championships underneath him, but they won Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, and he wanted more challenges. So for that, I kind of understand it, but boy, that still hurt like heck.
I was going to say, that sounds more, was it an amicable leave, though? Did he, again, as you've pointed out, I'm a little too young to remember this, but this seems like maybe not as much of a betrayal. He was just offered in search of, you know, the grass always being greener, and it ended up not that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was coach and general manager.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the team is owned by the city. So, well, you know, the shares go out. But, yeah, it just he decided that he just wanted to leave and go try somewhere else.
In this story.
And with Council, I mean, you've only got so many years doing this stuff. And if you can put on an extra, million and a half a year?
$2 million almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
$2 million. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and UAW going on strike for more money?
Yeah.
You got to make it while you're there.
I was just saying, I'm not going to fault Council for this. Like, Council went and I'm assuming he's been having these conversations for a while. Obviously, both the Guardians and the Mets seeking the ability to interview Council before his contract ended at the beginning of this month. But this, I don't think it came together as quickly as it did if there wasn't some legwork and, you know, groundwork going into this. But he's clearly thought about the fact that he wasn't going to be re-signing with the Brewers because he could have that whole time. He could have at any point during the season. So
I didn't know until I read this couple of stories last night. His agent lives in Chicago, is a Chicago guy. I didn't know that. And I find that just a kind of fascinating
If you want to be honest, Chicago's got a lot of young, exciting players. Like, if you wanted, like, the curse being aside, that the fact that they won't get it for another 101 years, if you wanted to take a crack at it and you see a team that is having momentum going the right way, I don't fault Craig for going with Chicago.
I don't fault him.
So I do have a hard time. Anybody that's mad at Craig about this, that you, maybe your anger's a little misdirected. Maybe you should be asking why the billionaire that can afford a stake in another professional sports team isn't able to, you know, make the deal work with the hometown kid and extend Council's contract, because that's where I think the more frustration needs to be, rather than taking it out on Craig Council for this.
Larry, appreciate it. Here, Larry, before I let you go, this is in this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story today. Speaking of when Lombardi went to Washington at the press conference to be what introduced as the coach, because, you know, people used to say, well, Lombardi can walk on water. He won the first two Super Bowls. So at the press conference, here is the quote. Lombardi said, to set the record straight, I can't walk across the Potomac, even when it's frozen. So there you go. Lombardi was trying to lower expectations, and probably a good thing, because as you pointed out, unfortunately, his health, you know, went downhill, and he was taken way too soon via cancer. But it would have been fascinating to see if he could have replicated that success had he lived. Appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you so much, Larry in Sun Prairie.
Or Watertown, wherever he is.
Larry's traveling. He's a traveling man.
He's on the road.
He's a traveling man.
You can call us, too.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Madison right here in the capital city on WMDX Mad Radio. Dick in Madison, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, you know, when I thought something was a little fishy with the whole thing this summer, there was also being said that he was thinking of taking a full year off to spend time with one of his kids. And I thought, come on, I'm not buying that. You've got the off season. You got no. And then what? Sit and do what?
And Dick, it's been a busy year for me. Was that management? Was that the Brewers front office that was spinning that, or was that Craig saying that?
I don't even know, but the story was out there. I know that. Now, what was the fact, talking about big things, what about when Kareem left for Los Angeles?
Yeah, that one.
That made the list, too.
See, this isn't a bigger disappointment than, you know, any of the NFC championship losses that the Packers have had in recent years. This isn't bigger than the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Duke in the NCAA March Madness championship. Like, this, to me, is not that.
Excuse me. One thing there. You mean Duke being given the game? Yeah,
Thank you, Dick. Yes, thank you, Dick.
Dick, I was in school at the time, man, and we drank our sorrows away on a Monday night, and Tuesday was not fun the next day. I think some of the professors canceled class that Tuesday
good
morning.
For them.
That was one of the biggest shams in the history of college basketball.
Totally agree.
Anyway.
Appreciate it, Dick. Thank you.
I got that off my chest.
glad that we could air that out for you on this Tuesday afternoon, Dick.
How does this rank? Council going to Chicago as far as sports disappointment? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
Groupthink is a terrible thing, though. So when the Cubbies come to town at American Family Field next year, that's not going to be a good crowd for Craig.
That ain't going to be pleasant at all.
That's not going to be pleasant for some time, I think, either. So
he's
like,
going to need to hire a personal security
detail. It's not that. But when he takes the field, he's going to deal with a lot of jeers.
Actually, I don't disagree with Mr. Zomers. With today's with the violent, the political violence and the online stuff. Look, the sign already got vandalized last night. I said this before he came on. I said, I hope that he's moving to Chicago only because I worry for his family and the harassment that his family would have in Milwaukee in today's environment. Yes or no? You think so?
I don't know.
We'll ask Luke on the other side. Also talk a little politics. It's election day. We'll get Luke's take on that. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Luke Mathers joins us each and every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Always happy to have him here. And what say you if you want to call in? Still a couple of minutes left. Council, Craig Council to Milwaukee, to Chicago. Where does it rank on your list of biggest sports disappointments? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also on the text line from WMDX here in Madison. Post high school, large part of sports is now a business made of business decisions for student athletes, players, coaches, and management. On cross-border sports rivalries and Craig Council's decision, I've forgotten this. Jim McMahon, remember Jim McMahon? Former Chicago Bears quarterback, has 2 Super Bowl rings. One is with the Bears. Do you know who the other one is with?
Oh, I guess I saw the text, but yeah.
The Green Bay Packers. I had forgotten this. McMahon won a Super Bowl ring as a backup quarterback with the Green Bay Packers.
The 96, 97 season?
I think so, yeah. Behind Favre, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was a little young.
Yeah, I know.
I was still a little young.
By the way, I've said this before. When the Bears used to have training camp in Platteville, Wisconsin, I once held the record for number of programs sold.
Mm-hmm. You've told me.
And yes, I know. That's the only award I ever got. I'm very proud because it means nothing to anyone else. And so that's why I'm proud of it. All right, what else we got here on the text line? WAUK, the Brewers moving to Atlanta. Always hated
the
them.
The Milwaukee Braves moving to Atlanta.
I get it. Always hated them ever since. All right. Well, I get that.
If you were a Minnesota Lakers fan, I'm sure that you have a hard time cheering for the team once it's in LA. And when all major sports franchises move, I'm sure that there is a disdain for that move and that business decision. But that's a game of chicken that the Milwaukee Brewers have been playing with Wisconsinites and Brewers fans here in Wisconsin as they kind of negotiate around these stadium deals.
The top 5, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, this story, great story. Give it a read if you have a chance online. So we talked about Brett Favre, of course, to the Vikings, Paul Molitor leaving in 92 to go to the Toronto Blue Jays, where he won a World Series and the MVP. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from the Bucks to the Lakers. Lombardi from the Packers to Washington. And Brett Bielema leaving Wisconsin and going to Arkansas. Those are the top 5, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's turn a page, Luke. It is election day. For those of us in Wisconsin, we don't really know because nothing on the statewide or regional ballots, really. But big day in Ohio and Virginia. Going to be very interesting.
Kentucky, Mississippi. Yeah. There's a lot of states.
There's a lot of states.
Yeah, there's a lot of states going to the polls today.
But we talked about this a little bit yesterday. And what do you make of this putting abortion or women's health care rights on the ballot, particularly in Ohio? It's a constitutional amendment. Where do you think this is going to go? And what does it say of the election temperature moving into 2024?
Well, I think today's results are going to give us a better idea of where voters are across the country than any poll that gets circulated, the horse race of polls that is going on between now and the next 363 days, between now and next November's elections. The stance that voters take on issues like constitutional amendments in Ohio or which candidates they're choosing to support in states like Kentucky, Mississippi, Virginia, around the country is going to be a better indicator than any polling. And so I think it's going to be nice to see some of those results. It's going to be nice to see where voters are on these candidates and these issues. And we'll actually have something that I find a little bit more relevant than talking about the polls, because the national polls don't mean anything right now, Todd. They're always wrong. They're always wrong this far out. And so the fact
that, well, I said relax yesterday. I quoted Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. R-E-L-A-X, that word. I can
Rolling spells relief. But no, I agree. I thought the poll was a good wake-up call for anybody who says, A, there's no way that Donald Trump can win. I don't believe that. I think he is a very viable candidate in 2024. And B, it's how Democrats are going, what they're going to use as the main driver to get people to the polls. And I agree with you that I think today's results, we saw it in Wisconsin, April. I still maintain that a woman's right to choose was a huge driver in Janet Protasiewicz winning her race. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree with that sentiment. And I think it will be interesting to see. We've seen since Roe was overturned now about 15 months ago. 18,
yeah.
That every time that it's been on the ballot, that as far as I can recall, starting in Kansas, mm-hmm. when there was an issue. I don't know if it was a constitutional amendment just a ballot initiative. Mm-hmm. Specifically what the nature of that vote was in Kansas, but a 60-40 vote in favor of protecting an individual's right to choose. Mm-hmm. And so it will be another case study with where voters are, specifically in Ohio, when we get those results today. It's not just Ohio, though. You're seeing the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, mm-hmm. is essentially saying if you deliver a favorable House of Delegates and State Senate to me, we are going to further restrict reproductive rights in the state of Virginia. And so it will be interesting to see where Virginia voters are on those issues and what the makeup of that state house is going to be come January 1st.
We're going to play that cut in hour number two of Youngkin last night, reminding people that essentially he's going to push an abortion ban in Virginia. If he gets a full Republican legislature. Other big race I'm going to be interested in watching tonight, Mississippi. You've got Elvis Presley's second cousin on the Democratic ballot. And apparently, polls show this guy has a real chance for a Democrat to win the governorship. I'm not sure if it's the Presley allure or whether it's just the guy in his positions. But Democrats have a chance in Mississippi tonight.
Yeah, potential first time in, I believe, 20 years that there could be a Democratic governor in the state of Mississippi. And so it's important, though, folks, if you know anybody in Mississippi, polls don't vote, voters do. So be a voter. Take action. If you're listening to the Todd Alba Show anywhere where it's an election day when you got people on your ballot, go and be a voter today, because that is the most important thing that you can do is be a voter on every election day, not just the ones that elect our president every 4 years.
I totally agree. About a minute and a half left here, Luke. We always appreciate you on a Tuesday. What's on your mind as you go into 2024 on this election? We're a year away. Well, I mean, technically it was Sunday, the 5th of November, but election
363
day.
363 days away.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, 64, because next year is a leap year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There's an extra day in there.
Yeah. How do you feel? How do you feel about the election a year from now?
How do I feel about the election a year from now?
How do you feel in general?
That is a loaded question. I feel grateful for Giannis Antetokounmpo, because even though I'm upset, I don't fault Craig Counsell in it, but yeah, I'm still a little disappointed for what it's going to mean for the Milwaukee Brewers next season. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, my shining light. I can always put my faith
Giannis
in Giannis.
Giannis is loyal. Giannis. He's staying.
At least for another 3 years until we have to go around the contract carousel again. But, you know, tis a business.
Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangent. Luke, thanks, Luke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.